Good morning, everybody. I'm Cindy Talley, and with me is that old outdoor rascal, Luke Clayton. Luke, you've been out and about hunting again. What's your latest adventure?
I have, Cindy. I've got a good bow hunting story. You know, archery season is open for white-tailed deer across much of the country now. And I'm back from Colorado a couple of weeks ago, and there's a ranch that's located west of Fort Worth, Texas, probably an hour and 15 minutes. And, Cindy, you would not believe the terrain out there. It's called, there's a stretch of mountains. We'll call them, for folks in Kansas or Nebraska, they're mountains. But after coming back from Colorado, they're really not that big. But it's called the Palo Pinto Mountains. Well, the Dale River Ranch is located there, right on the banks of the Brazos River, Cindy. And I missed a buck just before dark. Actually, there was three came in. There's a trail situated below a rock outcropping. And the shot angle is very, very steep, and it's an angle that I really don't have the opportunity to practice from. It's the trail is probably 30 yards from this rock outcropping horizontally, but vertically it's down there a ways. And just before dark, the ranch owner, the ranch manager, Randy Douglas, he invited me, said there's been some good bucks coming in down this trail just before dark. There was three awesome bucks came in. They're still running in bachelor herds, bachelor groups. The rut has not kicked in most of the country. It hasn't yet. So now's a good time to catch bucks traveling together, you know, before the rut. When the rut starts, they'll disperse like a dominoes. They'll be all over the place looking for does. But it was quite a sight to see those big bucks come in, Cindy. One was a big 10 point, and one was the one that I really wanted to try to harvest and did my best to get was four points on one side, and the other side he had a long main beam, but he only had 3 points. One was a drop tine that went down. So I guess the tip that I could give everybody is, if you're not accustomed to shooting steep vertical shots, it's a pretty good standard to try to aim just a little bit low because, you know, your arrow, the dynamics and the trajectory of that arrow is based on a horizontal flight, and you're shooting, if you were looking at a right triangle, you'd be shooting down the hypotenuse of it, you know, a steep angle. So pretty good tip if you're shooting from a steep tree stand, Cindy, all of our bow hunters, maybe aim just a little bit low or at least practice and see where that arrow is hitting, you know?
Now tell me, how would you practice that shot?
Well, you would have to, I'll tell you what, I'm going back next week. These deer have old Luke's attention up there at that Dale River Ranch. But I'm actually in the middle of the day when the deer are bedded up. I've got a block target. Randy, the ranch manager, and I, we're going to set that target up, and I'm going to practice from that exact spot, that rock ledge. It's really a rock outcropping. And we just, you know, I just set a chair up there, and you know, it's the deer never can, they don't know you're there. But if you don't, if you're shooting from a tree stand, it's best to get up in the tree stand and put your target pretty close, you know, not way out, maybe 15 feet or so where you can practice that steep angle, Cindy.
So I think you're telling me that the only solution to make sure this doesn't happen again, and it will, but the best possibility to reduce that chance is to practice.
Practice. I've been on the Darton Pro staff for a long time. I shoot a bow a lot. Not saying that, you know, the truth of the matter is if you hunt with a bow, if you accept that challenge, you know, it's just not like putting a scoped rifle out on a target or a game animal. You have to practice, but there's still so many variables involved that it's a very, very challenging way to hunt, Cindy.
All right, Luke. Well, thank you so much for calling in. I can tell you're from far away, and we'll be anxious to see how it goes next week.
Well, we will give hopefully a good report. The good news is it was fun. The outdoor experience is what it's all about. So I hope all of our bow hunters get out this weekend and I hope their shot connects.
Me too. All right. If you would like to hear this episode again, simply go to our website, hppr.org. Luke, I'll talk to you next week.
See you next week, Cindy.
Support for High Plains Outdoors is made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, biggame.org, American Hunting Lease Association, ahuntinglease.org, Texas Motor Cars in Addison, Texas, texasmotorcars.com, Sniper Hog Lights, that's Sniper, H-A-W-G, lights.com, New Fletch Archery. With New Fletch, you'll never have to fletch arrows again.